Advocate for those who need support and make a difference in your community. Earn a Bachelor of Social Work from Grand Canyon University. GCU is a premier private Christian university offering online social work programs with affordable tuition and personalized support. In addition, you can earn your Master of Social Work by completing the Bachelor of Social Work plus just one additional year instead of two. Find your purpose. Visit gcu.edu/socialwork to learn more.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, I'm going to read a little bit of an article by Joe Hoft, and he says this. He says, only politics could 2022 players be surprised by the innovation of a mail-in ballot list strategy exactly the same as it was in 2020. If more than 20 million people watched Denise D'Souza's documentary, 2,000 Mules, why didn't candidates prepare for phantom voters? Political people are really stupid. In 2020, Democrats set up quarter mail-in ballot drop boxes, harvested thousands and thousands of floating ballots on videotape, dropped them off at ballot gathering stations where people were watching them, people dumping in handfuls of ballots. In 2022, only the Republican Party, truly the stupid party, could be caught flat-footed with its opponents doing exactly the same thing, exactly the same way, a full scale on video again. It's exasperating to listen to the moaning in Arizona, where Maricopa County Election Fraud Factory did precisely the same thing in 2022 as it did in 2020, stealing elections from a group of promised candidates. They even had their candidates skip debates the way Biden did, hiding in their basement. Okay, let's hear from Carrie Lake.
I think that's happening in our fight against Arizona's sham elections and those who run them. For starters, I want you to know that I am firmly in this fight with you. Maricopa County just couldn't wait to certify their botched election. The botched election where half of Election Day voting centers were inoperable. The botched election where Election Day printers caused mayhem across the county. The botched election where Arizonans were expected to wait in line 2, 3, 4, even 5 hours simply to exercise their sacred right to vote. Arizonans were told to throw their vote into a drawer where it might ultimately end up in a plastic bin or a trash bag. Maricopa County, where it took 2 weeks to count, is the poster child for broken, botched elections. But if you bring up any of these issues, you are labeled an election denier or a conspiracy theorist. They don't want us talking about our shoddy elections under any circumstances. They shut us down and made us fear exercising our freedom of speech, and they canceled anyone who questioned past elections. Because of that, many Americans did not speak out, and nothing was done to shore up elections. And now we are paying the price again. Arizona, America, if we do not stand up and speak up right now about the most dishonest elections in the history of Arizona, I truly fear for our future. Our sacred vote is supposed to be the great equalizer of the people. And right now, our vote has been trampled upon. We must work hard right now to save it. This is our last chance. Those of you who are speaking out about what happened on November 8th, those who testified before the corrupt Board of Supervisors, thank you and God bless each of you. I am with you. Here's what I'm busy working on. I'm working with a team of patriotic, talented lawyers on a legal case to challenge the botched elections. My team and I realize how important this case is and what is at stake. We will file this case in accordance with Arizona state law. And you'll want to stay tuned for this one, trust me. So many have expressed concern about Maricopa County's certification. I agree. This botched election should not be certified, especially in Maricopa County, where the Board of Supervisors are well aware of the catastrophic issues caused by maladministration of Supervisor Bill Gates and County Recorder Stephen Richer, who started a dark money PAC with the sole purpose of going after me, my campaign, and our movement while they supervise the election. Let me repeat that. They ran an election with my name on the ballot, and their number one political goal was to see to it that I was not elected. Can you say conflict of interest? Another member of the Board of Supervisors, charged with certifying this botched election, has been chosen to be on Katie Hobbs' transition team. Another conflict of interest. And perhaps the greatest conflict of interest of all, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, the woman in charge of running her own election, who did almost zero campaigning, oversaw the botched election, is now threatening counties with legal action if they do not crown her governor by certifying the election that she botched. You simply can't make this stuff up. Add to this the Attorney General's letter implying wrongdoing in this election. It would give any honest person, any ethical person, pause to investigate and correct any issues, even after certification. The multiple conflicts of interest, the incompetence, the maladministration, the ignorance, and the disrespect of voters is off the charts with those managing and operating our elections. We, the people, will not forget. God will not forget. And I will not quit. I want to ease your mind a bit. My case, our case, moves forward with these sham certifications. In fact, state statute requires certification before our case can move forward. Now, you know how hard I worked on the campaign trail, leading our movement to bring common sense solutions to our problems. I am taking that same work ethic and using it behind the scenes right now, building a strong legal case. While we come together on this unifying issue of restoring honesty to our elections, rest assured, Arizona, nothing will stop me from putting everything I have into reforming elections here in Arizona and in America. Arizona, it's Carrie Lake, and I wanted to update you on what's happening.
All righty. John, a couple of things. First of all, there in Arizona, well, we were talking about just, we did the program here the other night on the lawsuit that's going to the Supreme Court, it's going to hear now. And at least they're going to listen and to see if they will take the case. They're going to hear it. And so, and that is those three brothers that have brought the all filed separate lawsuits. Now, here's the thing. They have all of the evidence that you had, that company called Bright Star, had found a way in with all of these sheriff's departments, had on their servers, were connected to the Board of Election servers. And so they could monitor the election. And this Bright Star found a way in the back doors where they could get in and they could control the election. They could control the numbers. Now, if Katie Hobbs is telling you, look, I don't even have to run. I don't have to candidate. I'm just going to win, right? Now, she didn't even debate. She refused to debate, Carrie Lake. Now, here's the other thing. Remember, John, I'm going to bring you back. Remember, John, there were a couple people back 3 to 4 weeks before the 2022 election, before the midterms, one that said with a smirk on his face, there will not be a red wave. It's going to end up a draw. It's going to be a tie. And that was like 3 weeks with a smirk on his face. In other words, when he said that, okay, with such absolute surety, he was telling us that the fix is in. And then Nasty Pelosi, remember her when she came out and she said, no, there will not be a red wave. We're going to keep the Senate and probably keep the House too. Remember what? And she said this with confidence. So what was it that they were assured? They had been assured of what, John?
Well, they were assured that the votes were going to be manipulated and that no matter how many people voted for that Hobbs woman, for Carrie Lake, Hobbs was going to win. Because whoever controls electronics and the computers controls the election. And Pastor Ernie, she acted, that the Hobbs there from Arizona, she acted exactly like Biden did before the 2020 election. She didn't show up anywhere. She didn't say anything. She didn't really campaign. She didn't debate. Biden did debate, but her debate was really nothing. So, she just knew the fix was in. In fact, that was her job. She was as Secretary of State.
She was the fixer. She was the fixer.
Yeah, she was the fixer. Now, Pastor Ernie, tonight I'm really, really agitated. Do you hear a word from McCarthy about this? Do you hear a word from McConnell about this? Do you hear a word from any of them about what Kerry Lake is going through in Arizona? Any Republican, I haven't seen one. It's like a non-issue to these people.
Well, this is why we have to get in touch with her and do whatever we can to help her. I can actually just play what she has out there because, goes coast to coast, and we can help her in that way. But we really need to get in touch with her and find out however else we can help because we have to fight this. Again, we can't depend upon the Republican Party. They're too filled with rhinos. They have every time we turn around, we get betrayed, and we're so tired of it. Mike Pence is,
Mike Pence, yeah, sure. Yeah, he's got the gall to try and, he's like a sounding board now, trying to see how far he can go running for the presidency. But Pastor Ernie, the border in Arizona is wide open, and they're bringing in, fentanyl and child trafficking and criminals and MS-13. Do you think McConnell would care? Do you think McCarthy would care? Or these people that want you to, she's running for governor. She's not running for Senate. But don't they care, being Republicans, that the election was being stolen? No, there's not a word. Not a word from the Republican Party about her and what they're doing to her.
I know. But there sure is. On Christian Patriot media like us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, similar, following up what John said, similar to the 2020 election, the rhinos are simply nowhere to be found. So she's basically on her own, just like Trump was. And I firmly believe, like you had touched on maybe half hour ago, we stop donating to the RNC, forget about that, and start supporting people like Kerry Lake and do it now. And what they did different this year, they actually expanded on the fraud with the ballot harvesting and all that baloney by shutting down the day of, voting day numbers. Most Republicans really don't trust mail-in ballots, so they're going to vote, the day of the election. So they had the printers weren't working, put your ballots over here and all that. So they've just expanded. They've actually made it worse. And we're just, everybody, like John just said, the Republicans are sitting by watching it. And what I really believe is happening, the rhinos are comfortable that if they just, coast along, they're going to, the vote fraud will work in their favor also. If they raise any stink about it, then they're going to be singled out next election. I think that they're that bad.
Well, what gets me is Mike Pence, had Mike Pence done what he should have done, then in 4 years, it'd be in two more years now, he would have been able to run, if he had supported President Trump, if he had been loyal to Trump. But, I remember when he was the governor of Indiana, and they brought in the sodomite marriage bill, and he refused. He said, no, there is no way I will sign that into law. But they put the pressure on, and he caved. Now, I don't know what kind of pressure they had on him now, but it was his duty. When he sat there, out standing in front of him were all those congressmen and senators, and they said, here, we have all of this information. This is documentation.
Sworn affidavits
of election fraud. It's right here. And Mike Pence, he had the duty to say, let's take a look at the evidence before I certify this election. Let's take a look at the evidence. That was his job, okay? And he failed. He refused to do that, okay? Now he's going around saying, telling people that he had no choice. No, he did have a choice. That was his job, okay? And that is why this lawsuit is being brought against him first, and particularly by those constitutional lawyers, because they understood that, okay? That was his responsibility to certify a legal election, not an illegal election. And so there you go.
Ernie, there was a, in Arizona, there was a, I forget the exact title of the position, but in one of the Maricopa County there, there was certain people that had to sign off to certify the election. And they were put under tremendous pressure. I don't know. They were going to be a criminal investigation. They were going to be sued. So one of them signed it and said that I signed this under duress. She wrote it down. She put it down that she was being forced to sign this. And now, of course, it's been suppressed and it hasn't gotten out in big coverage. But that's exactly if he had any courage, if the vice president had any courage, he felt in his heart that he had no choice but to sign it. You know, I don't think so, but if that's how he did legally, he should have signed it under that. I think that there is fraud, but I'm signing it as per law, let's say. He should have done that. Something, but none of them. Only a couple senators really stood up. Ted Cruz was one. In Texas,
Josh Hawley was one. Jim Jordan was one. Was a guy, Green. What's his name? Margaret Green. There were a number that stood up and said, "Here it is. These are the sworn affidavits. They're right here." Okay. But Mike claimed he didn't have any choice.
So they're twisting arms in Arizona to get people to certify the election when they know this fraud.
Well,
where are the Republicans? This is a bad night test, Ernie, for me, because I just cannot stomach them anymore. I mean, really, it's a bad night. It's all around us, and yet vote for me, you know, like the lesser of two evils. Well, what do we have now? What do
evil.
We have? Evil.
Evil.
Absolutely. And what are we going to have next week on the sixth day of December? There they have the election in Georgia.
And you know how that's going to go.
Yeah. And you know, right now, Herschel Walker is pulling out ahead. Okay. But yeah, you're right, because right there in Georgia, again, election fraud, you know,
they'll find the votes no matter how long it takes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, whenever they have a recount, like what they're doing now in Colorado, Boebert. How do you pronounce it?
Boebert, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That she is one feisty little lady.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, she's
solid.
Well, the guy that she ran again, he conceded, but they say according to the law, because it was within a percentage point, they have to have a recount. Every time the Democrats have a long recount, every single time,
guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. It's like, give us the time, and we will. Fix this election. Okay.
Yeah.
And
the Republicans are going to be nowhere to be found. She'll be on her own trying to make it right. That's what's going to happen.
Well, from now on, maybe we shouldn't just use the word Republican. We should use the word stupid.
Yeah.
For stupid Republicans, okay?
Yeah, it's
if they hear that enough?
I don't know. That's not a strong enough word.
Pastor Ernie, what is it with the Republican Party? I mean, my grandfather, when I was a little kid, he was astute politically, and he said they're worthless. They're worthless. Now, and they had, like, Reagan, which he did a wonderful job as president. And then you had, but after Reagan, you had George Bush. And then you had Bush Jr., you know?
They're horrible.
I mean, Reagan. Yeah, and then you get Trump, and then the election's stolen, and they don't have any courage. They just don't have courage, Pastor Ernie. And that was the label on them when I was a kid, in my family, when they talked politics. I remember my grandfather moving his hands back and forth, saying they're worthless. They're worthless. They're no good. None of them are any good, those Republicans.
the Democrats, they're all in for evil. I mean, look, if it's abortion, if it's sodomy, if it's bestiality, if it's pedophilia, the Democrats will stand their ground and they'll embrace these things. Yeah. They're all in for whatever God's word, the Bible, calls unclean and calls it abominable. But the Republicans,
and on top of that, Pastor Ernie, on top of it, they're all in for destroying America. They're
absolutely.
I mean, there's what, Manchin and the woman there from Arizona. I think those are the only
Sinema.
Sinema,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They held out on certain issues. A lot of it, they just voted, you know, like the party. But so there you go. And you've got all these other things there that are destroying America. And where are they? Well, you think the Republicans would be unified, but they're nowhere to be seen. It is just a bad political scene right now, Pastor Ernie. We got a sin-loving, vicious Democratic Party that wants to destroy America and promote sin, and you got the Republicans cowering, wanting to keep their little establishment to make billions of dollars in corruption.
But let's give those that, like Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, those like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Margaret Green and that Boebert woman, let's give them their due. At least Marjorie Taylor Greene. At least we have a few
with backbone.
And, yeah. And so those that have, and that fellow from Texas out there, he's stepped. Oh, he's
Louis Gohmert.
Louis Gohmert, and for those that do have the courage, you know, we want to thank the good Lord that there is a remnant, a few that stand out within the sea of repulsive lukewarmness, huh? But here's a little good news. Judge allows Devin Nunes defamation suit to go forward. There you go. In other words, here you had Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow, part of the former Republican California Rep. Devin Nunes defamation suit against PMSNBC host Rachel Maddow can move forward despite NBCU Universal efforts to dismiss the suit. A federal judge ruled last Monday. Maddow claimed on March 18, 2021, that Nunes accepted a package from the U.S. government-sanctioned Russian agent Andrei Dercock and refused to hand it over to the FBI. Nunes sued NBC Universal for defamation in August 2021 over three statements she made. The Rachel Maddow Show, U.S. Southern District of New York Judge P. Kevin Castle granted NBC Universal request to dismiss Newman's defamation claims about two statements made by Maddow and part of a third, but allowed the lawsuit to continue over her statement that Nunes refused to give the package to the FBI. Anyhow, that's a little good news.
Yeah, it's nice to hear.
That some of our people win now and then, huh? All righty. Here's one, too. Science group spent $40 million censoring free speech on social media. That's right. And this is an article by Ethan Huff out of Natural News. As millions of Americans are struggling just to make ends meet, the National Science Foundation, under fake President Joe Biden, is shelling out nearly $40 million into social media censorship grants and contracts, according to a new report from the Foundation for Freedom Online. To keep a lid on what people say online, the NSF is throwing American taxpayer money at all sorts of projects aimed at controlling what gets posted on the Internet. Oh, by the way, did you notice that what happened today, just the fact tonight, just before we went on the air, they broke it that Musk, yeah. Elon Musk, come out.
Yeah.
And he has proven, he brought out the evidence that Twitter,
yeah,
that Joe Biden pressured Twitter, okay, to censor us. Now, do you know what that means? That is a violation of the First Amendment. That's a federal crime, what Joe Biden did. It's a federal crime.
Yeah, I saw that. It's every now and then you get those nuggets of good news like that.
Yeah, and so it's a total violation of, oh, so We got to stay on top of that, John McTurnan.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. I mean, I scratched my head with Musk, because if you just look what he's doing with Twitter, he's blowing up that whole New World Order and the media control and the Democrats and the FBI working together and the I mean, he's blowing the whole thing up. But yet, he's leading in transhumanism, and yeah, he's still a big player in the New World Order. But I think it's wonderful what he's doing with Twitter. Wonderful.
Well, you know, speaking of that, you've heard of Mr. Adam Schiff. Mr. Adam Schiff now.
Shifty Schiff.
Adam Shifty Schiff has become known within the Democratic Communist Party. Remember how they used to say Bill Clinton is not just a good liar, Bill Clinton's a great liar, and Bill Clinton's our liar. Well, now that's what they're saying about Adam Schiff. But Adam Schiff admits that on January 6th committee will scrub all the evidence before the GOP takes over the House. In other words, we got to get rid of it all, okay? Outgoing House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff. By the way, Adam Schiff, if you're listening, keep your hands off the little boys, Adam. Keep your hands off the little boys. The Democrat California said the January 6th committee will have to scrub evidence from its final report before Republicans take over the House in 2023. Schiff's admission that the January 6th committee will scrub evidence is the latest example of his capacity for deception, misrepresentation, and pathological obsession with framing Trump. In 2019, Trump suggests Schiff should face arrest for treason after he illegally made up a fake and terrible statement that he read out in Congress in an attempt to frame the president. You know, we ought to open the phone lines and take some calls, fellas. And I just wanted to say this, too. Coming up, we have one of our biggest fundraisers for Right to Life here in Northeast Ohio this coming Sunday. At 7 p.m. Every year we have our annual Christmas concert, and it's put on by the Chester Christian Center. And here, that is located at 11815 Chillicothe Road, which is Route 306. Now, that is right about 2 miles north of Route 322 and about 2 miles south of Route 6 on the east side of the road. And here now, this week, this year, they're going to have, that extraordinaire, the man with a golden harmonica. I've known him for, 35, 40 years. A.J. Fyodor with his golden harmonica and guitar of Jeff Heiss, who always does a tremendous job with that guitar, along with the Chester Christian Center Music Ministry and the Christmas Carolers. Now, the audience takes part in that Christmas caroling there. So I will be there. Lord's willing, I will be there. And they always open up, and I speak at the beginning, meeting and greeting people. Now, this, I encourage you. The Bible says, be you doers of the word, not just hearers only. For you folks in Northeast Ohio, this is something we really need for you to help us with. To try to, because we've been saving babies. For all these years, we've been saving babies. In this ministry, we've saved over 24,000 since 73. We need help, though. I mean, we need all the help we can get. We work hard. We work very hard. And why should they save babies? Because God's Word, the Bible, demands that you rescue those being led to slaughter and drawn to death. And if, when the day comes, in fact, let me just read it to you. Let me go over to Proverbs and read in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 10, 11, and 12. I would tell John to get there, but he's got one of them
electronic gizmos.
Electronic, and they can't get there as quick as I can in my real Bible. Here's what he says. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn into death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth the soul, doth he not know it, and shall he not render to any every man according to his works? So on the day you stand before the Lord and he says, hey, what were you doing when they were killing my babies? The only acceptable answer is everything I could to stop it. And so We need all the help we can get. And all we're asking you guys to do out there listening to us is to come out and be blessed with a concert, to be blessed. There's no admission fee. We take an offering, a free will offering, and we're asking you to come out and receive a blessing and take up an offering and help us raise the money so we can keep fighting against the darkness and saving babies. And we'll be back right after this. And we'll be back right after this.
And the soul felt its worth.
All right. On that guitar was Joel Correa. And those two wonderful voices, Lisa Kish and Lisa Starling, and what a beautiful voice. But you know what? If I was pretty like those two ladies and I could sing as pretty as they would, McTernan still wouldn't be satisfied. He'd still make fun of me, wouldn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I think he would. All right. Very good. Hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to invite folks out there, Northeast Ohio, to church. You know why? Because we are doers of the Word, and we really do believe God's Word, the Bible. We really do believe the Word of God, and we really do believe in obedience to God, don't we?
Yeah, it's. I've been to many churches over the years, and this really is the first place where you speak the uncompromised truth. Sometimes people don't want to hear that. It's not like Joel Osteen's rah-rah-rah sessions, but you connect the Bible with
current
events every week, and it actually is crystal clear, and it actually motivates us to actually do more than just listen to the Word.
That Sunday morning Bible study, we start at 8:30 in the morning with the Bible. Now, we go in-depth in a Bible study, and you can ask questions. And I'll ask the people that are students, you know, what do you think that means? You know, so, and we really get into it. People really enjoy it, and that keeps growing and growing every week. But we start at 8:30 with a Bible study, and then at 10 o'clock, Randy takes it, and he teaches another Bible study. And then the morning service starts at about 11:15. And then after that, there's an afternoon class. Pastor Fred teaches an afternoon class starting at about 1 o'clock. And then we always have something in the afternoon between 4 and 6 current events. Now, this week, we're gonna do it. We have to be finished by 6:30 because we have the 7 o'clock concert. So we're all going to leave the church and go on over to the concert at 7 o'clock. But folks, I can tell you, I think you'd like doers of the Word. We just got like 8 new people there last week, and the reason they were telling us that they came was because they were going to church where pastors actually told them not to be involved in politics, to stay back. And folks, that is not good. We are to be salt and light.
Yeah.
Amen.
Especially nowadays.
Especially nowadays. So anyhow, there you go. So the address is 14781 Sperry Road, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And again, the phone number there, in case you get lost coming on out, is 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. And so we're going to go and take some calls. Who do we have, did you say?
Yeah, John.
Hey, let's go to Minnesota for John in Minnesota.
Hey, guys. You're breaking the mold on breaking news, and it's great. Starting with the border and the whole Project Veritas thing. But the Twitter files are being released tonight. I don't know if you've heard that term, but they're calling it the Twitter files. And Elon is doing this, like, whole historical thing about Twitter and where it was headed and where it went off. And now he's coming in with these, all night he's going to be doing these little blurbs from Twitter about exposing the Democratic influence on Twitter. It's incredible. It's just amazing. So that's going on. And so we're going to be hearing that tomorrow, I think, really big time.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, John. It's a violation of the First Amendment, but we don't have a Justice Department. The Justice Department is completely and totally corrupted. It is totally corrupted. It's simply a branch now of the Biden crime cartel. And so it's got no legitimacy as far as we could. So they violated the law, but how can we prosecute them, okay? Unless they go around and they take it to the courts.
So that's going on. And, you know, there's all these battles going on all over the place. But one that's really subtle that's come out just in the last day or so is how Obama himself is criticizing and actually making fun of Biden.
Uncle Joe.
He's making fun of Uncle Joe, and he's got these little quips. And a couple of astute writers have picked up on the connection with that in Joel Gilbert's thesis that Michelle Obama's going to run. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about that very soon.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep, 2020, because you guys were going to contact Joel and see if he would come on your show. I think it'll be a great show.
Now, we've had him on in the past several times, Joel Gilbert, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, and you have a blessed Christmas.
And you guys also bless your holidays.
All right.
And then one quick note, Pastor Sanders is actually on Twitter now, so.
Oh, that's right. We're on Twitter. What am I doing?
I'm posting a couple things.
You're posting things up on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, keep doing it because, you know, the last time they dumped me after 15 seconds.
Yeah, we've gotten past that so far, so it's a good sign.
All right, praise the good Lord. How about that, folks? Ha ha! There you go. All right, thanks. Let's go to Karen. Karen, you're in the air.
Yeah, Mike Lindell in February is going to be running for the RNC committee, who right now Rona McDaniel is in there, Rona, because he says Americans are giving their money in good faith, and just like everybody else, he doesn't see what they are doing for the Republican Party. Nobody's standing up for us.
I couldn't agree more with him.
Pardon me?
I couldn't agree more. He's exactly right. This is what we're so fed up with these half-hearted representation. Let me tell you what they were doing here in Ohio, but across the country. We had our rhinos out here, and our head of the Republican Party was encouraging, sending out flyers, Democrats to run as, to register as Republicans.
In the primaries.
In the primaries to run as Republicans so they could elect as Republicans Democrats.
That weren't conservative.
Yeah, that weren't conservative at all. And see what happens, a lot of the voters not being very well educated, we did a couple programs on this. All they did is they looked in the ballot because we're in a conservative county and they saw Republican under behind their name. So they voted for Democrats because they had an R behind their name. And that's what they did. And we kept telling people, do you see what you're doing? You got to know this. We warned people about it. But they did that out here.
I was getting tired of the RNC myself. Mike's on fire for this. He's going to be running in February. So,
all right.
Good guys.
You know what? I got a question for you, okay? Because I keep hearing you Karens are bad people, but you sound like a wonderful lady. Okay. Oh, she hung up already. Doggone it.
We had a lady at work that someone called her a Karen. Not at work, but when she was in her parking lot. It's kind of a funny story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know where this stuff came from, but, you know, I know some Karens that are really nice people.
Most of them are, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. And so, Let's go to Judy in San Diego. Jody.
Hi. I just thought that I would share a couple quotes from Joseph Stalin.
All right. Yeah, I bet I know exactly what you're going to say. How about this? Okay. Let me see. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes that matters.
Yes, or voters decide nothing. Vote counters decide everything.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know who knows that? Mrs. Hobbs, Katie Hobbs knows that, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean it is so bad. It's unbelievable how bad it is.
You know, do you remember the time? See, there's a law that states if there's a conflict of interest, by law you have to recuse yourself. But you see, the Democrats say that they don't really fall under the restrictions. Those laws don't apply to them, just to Republicans.
Absolutely. And, double standard. Yep. And then there's another quote in the press, must grow day in and day out. It is our party's sharpest and most powerful weapon.
Yep.
So that's where our press is the weapon of the Democratic Party.
But they're losing credibility at such a fast rate. some of them are actually having to backtrack now because of such, you know, they're having to admit things that they can't cover up anymore. Like they finally are admitting, yes, there is the laptop from hell, okay? So they finally have to admit that. And they finally have to admit that the Russia hoax was a hoax, okay?
Yeah.
And the more they attack President Trump, you know, and to have people think this, look, here, what did we see? We saw people out there with Trump. We saw Trump turning out 60,000 people at his rallies. In Arizona, they had, I believe it was in Arizona, they had a Trump train 90 miles long, 90-mile-long Trump train, okay? Thousands of people, and then you had Joe Biden hiding in his basement with no enthusiasm.
And when he did go out and speak, which was very rare, I mean, look, he had 24 people there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And then you had people, you know, you expect the fake news media, but really what angered me is Bret Baier, who talks about fair and balanced. Bret Baier lied. He lied and he lied and he lied. And you know what? When Carrie Lake was on his program, boy, she really nailed him for lying.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Boy, and his face was red. You can see right on the camera. She just nailed him for lying. But here, Chrissy Wallace was lying. You had the, you know, you expect the others, but about one half, Susan Smith was lying. Neil Cabuto was lying. You saw him going right down the line that should have known better. People, you know, that they, and so now we know about, you know, that they're just like the fake news media. The rest of it, that we got no credibility left at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you go to the website WRWL and the blog section, I put a couple posts up there with Joseph Goebbels quotes on propaganda that are pretty salient to what our media is doing today. Hits it right on the head.
Very good. Well, thank you for calling, Jody. You have a wonderful Christmas.
You guys do the same, and God bless.
God bless you, too.
God bless you.
Okay, how much time do I have?
Like 6 minutes.
Okay, this is Wes in Portman. Will have to be the last call. Wes, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor Ernie. I agree with your associate there. This is a very dark night, and my biggest concern and the reason I'm calling is since you're one of the few bright lights in the darkness, I have a gut feeling that this so-called evil Respect of Marriage Act is going to allow government-type sponsored attacks on people like you and Wayne Allyn Root and people that are telling the truth. And I'm afraid, I just hope you've got some lawyers that are loyal.
Well, that's exactly what we expected it to do. See, I've been fighting this thing for 50 years. They've charged me with about, they tried to RICO me 3 times, believe it or not, use racketeering charges against me. So we're kind of used to fighting this, and I expect to be charged with that, okay? Now, you know, here's one of the things, because one of that, under that new law that the Republican rhinos sold us out on, is if you refuse to marry sodomites. So I had people come to me and tell me that, you would never marry sodomites, would you? And initially I said no, but then I thought about it. Now, I could just see myself saying, these two sodomites have presented themselves before us today to raise a rebellious fist in the face of a holy God. They want to flaunt their sin in front of everybody out there and make us sick, okay, with their sodomy. Something like that. What do you think?
I love it.
All right, I got to move on. We're out of time. All right, God bless. Merry Christmas. John, you have, how much time does John have?
4.
John, you got 4 minutes to give an invitation to tell us how we can get to heaven and avoid hell.
All right, Pastor Ernie. The first thing I want to do is I want to bring to everyone's attention, I have my brochures set up online now very easy to find, very easy to download, and well, anyone all over the world can do it. And you go to MCTbrochures.com. That's it, MCTbrochures.com. And I have them. I have the Broken Hearted probably in about 30 languages, and we're getting more all the time coming. So please look, go to MCTbrochures.com. Now, when I listened today, like I said, Pastor Ernie, it was a bad day. But we've got to keep our eyes fixed on Christ, because politics or no politics, he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible clearly says the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The will of God abides forever. And the will of God is for us to trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because it says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. So he sent Jesus so that we could have eternal life. And we can't turn that away, folks. There's no other way. God has provided the way to heaven through his way. He can't ignore sin. He can't. He's holy. He's righteous. Sin, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So he himself, sending his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was sinless, died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. Because if we don't accept what Jesus did, then we'll have to stand before God and give account and pay the penalty for the sin. So there is no other way. Good works has really nothing to do with it. Good works has everything to do with after coming to Christ. But for salvation, the penalty has to be paid, and Jesus paid it. So God's plan has never changed. It's repentance of sin, means your will, turning around. I'm not going to live a life like I've been living. I'm going to live a life focused on Jesus Christ and his word. And a confession from your mouth that you believe that Jesus, the sinless Son of God, died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for your sin. So if you do that, God will accept you into his kingdom. Actually, there's more to it, and that is also believe that Jesus bodily rose from the dead. Those are the two things, or three things: repentance, confession of Christ as your Savior, that he died on the cross and shed his blood, and that he rose again bodily the third day. And if you do that, God will accept you into his kingdom. And there's more to it than that. God becomes, it says that we're adopted sons. He becomes our Abba Father. And we have a relationship with him, a very powerful relationship as our Abba Father. We grow spiritually. We grow.
Amen. John, you know, that's okay. Everything you said, there's nothing as sure as the Word of God. There is nothing ever existed. The entire universe was spoken into being by the power of God's word. And we're out of time for tonight. So as we always say, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.